Hello, is this the accommodation office?
Yes, how can I help you?
Well, I've got a bit of a problem. I'm staying at the Godfrey White dorm, and on Monday, the warden came and told me that I have to move out this Thursday.
Really? How long have you been staying at the Godfrey White dorm?
For the last 10 weeks.
Oh, have you been doing one of the summer courses here then?
Yes, I've been doing the academic language course since the beginning of July.
And didn't you realize that your accommodation was temporary?
No, I thought I would be able to stay there for the whole year. I didn't read the small print on the document. The warden went through it with me, and now I see my mistake.
Oh dear, so you're looking for somewhere to stay then?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid all the places in the dorms are full. I mean, there may be some students who don't show up when term starts, but we won't know that for the next couple of weeks. The best thing you can do is look for a private house. You'll have to share with 3 or 4 other students. Meals aren't included in the price, of course, as they are in the university dorms, and you'll have to contribute to the electricity bills.
Where can I find out about these houses?
I've got a list here, but it's not up to date. Rooms are taken up every day, so it's hard to know whether a house has a free place or not. I can give you a photocopy of this list, and you can ring round.
Can I use the phone here?
I'm afraid not. If we let everyone who asked do that, there'd be someone here all day.
Do you have a map? It'd be useful to know where these places are.
Yes, I can give you a map. This one's got the bus routes on it, too, so you can find out how easy it is to get from the house to the university.
Great. And what if I can't find a place before Thursday?
Well, the YMCA offers cheap beds. It's located halfway between here and the city center. You can get a bed in a shared room there, and you can also buy cheap meals. But you should phone up and book a bed in advance. It's very busy this time of year. I'll give you the number. Do you need a pen?
No, don't worry. I've got one.
So, the number's 482-5903.
482-5903.
That's right. Anything else I can help you with?
No, that's everything, thanks. Bye.